Scat Pack.
A four-door Scat
Pack? Nah, I want me a four-door Red Eye. Trackhawk or a Trackhawk or something.
Hello, this is Pamela Badilla, your neighbor from Data Data International Folkloric Theater, and you're listening to your radio station, WGXC, Acre, New York, hands-on community radio for Columbia and Greene County. Enjoy.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Moments before he's hit with a 40-foot wall of sulfuric acid that will horribly burn everything in its path. Now, that's real acid, so I want to see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost...
talk to you. I need you to know that your life matters, that you're here for purpose. You're not an accident. Maybe no one's told you in a while that you're special. You're unique, and we need you here. Maybe you've been crying, but crying doesn't mean that you're weak. Sometimes it means you've been trying to be strong for too long. But emotional pain is real, so say no. Tell depression, low self-esteem, all those negative thoughts, the pain.
been struggling in silence. You're not giving up on life. Feeling like you're worthless. Now tell your future. Yeah, God still wants you. And he still loves you. He's got plans for you. You will get through this. You gotta fight for your family. Yeah, they need you to keep going. I know sometimes you get tired of being strong, but I need you to hold on.
I just believe my life's to mean so much to God.
I need you to know that.
Your life's to mean
so much.
So much to God.
It's not over.
Your life's to mean
so much.
So much to God.
You're not alone because
your life's to
mean so much to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I just want to remind you, like I remind myself, our lives mean a lot to God. Yes, beloved, we're still here. Means he's not finished with us yet. We're here for purpose. God's got a plan. This is Pastor Kim, and that's what I say, and I'm sticking with it. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. Good morning to our audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. How you doing today, my friend?
I am doing very well, and welcome, Brightside listeners, for waking up and tuning in to the good news of the gospel.
Amen to that. Hallelujah. We bring you the music for the heart and the mind and the soul. Music with a message. Praise be to God. So get ready, get ready. You know, I was scanning through all these national days that come up. And so today is National Sister Day, National Friendship Day, National Purple Heart Day, even Root Beer Float Day. Come on here, somebody. I may have to do something about that when I finish my fast tonight. Hallelujah. Not after I, you know, come off it properly. Maybe tomorrow. But anyway, we're going to celebrate American Family Day. I'm saying happy Sunday, happy second Sunday in August, happy day in Jesus, and all that good stuff on this day when we do what we do. We bring you the bright side. The bright side is here where with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson and Catskill, New York, and beyond. And beyond. We have music lined up for you. 7 songs, back-to-back music, about 30 minutes, and the lineup is as goes. You remain Mr. Todd Galbraith, Jaira, Elevation Worship in Maverick City, Your Love, Keandra Lockett, You Kept Me, Marvin Sapp, Promise Keeper, Israel Houghton featuring Travis Green, Working for Your Good, Sister Kim Burrell, Pastor Kim Burrell, and I've Got Joy, Sister C.C. Winans. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. You remain Jaira, Your Love, You Kept Me, Promise Keeper, Working for Your Good, I've Got Joy. Let's do it, Brother Randall, the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
Thank you. 'cause you're still here with me. Oh God, I'm grateful. Yeah, I'm really grateful. You had so many reasons to leave. Oh yeah, but you're still.
Closer than you are right now. Gyra, you are in love. taken some losses, and I've maxed on some gains. Wouldn't trade one bit of the journey. I learned a lot along the way. Oh, some lessons more hurting. My hands delivered the shame. Yes, I brought hurt upon me. You carried me all the way.
Forget to say my prayers. Act like I never care about what you do for me.
Still you call me daughter and stretch your loving arms out to me. Yeah, life has brought me changes. One thing remains, and it's how you give your love to me. Inconsistency.
You have
danger, seen and unseen.
Mm-hmm. for a minute and let you know how much I appreciate all you've done. Things were going crazy and my life was in disarray. And just when I was ready to throw in the towel, Lord, you were there all the time, every time. So I want to tell you thank you, because you kept my family.
You kept my family.
You kept my friends.
You kept my friends.
You kept my mind.
You kept my mind.
You saved me again.
You saved me.
When I thought it was all over.
Thought it was over.
Thought it was all ending.
All
yeah.
It was the end.
You reached way down.
Reached out your hand.
Then you saved me again.
You saved me again.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You kept me.
You kept me.
I just paused to tell you thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord of Lord.
You kept me.
I got to tell you thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You kept me.
You made ways out of no way. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord.
You kept me.
I got to tell you thank you.
WXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're right here with me where there is a bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC, listening to music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. and Promise Keeper by Brother Israel Hoffman. Yes, beloved, God is a promise keeper. After that, Working for Your Good. I've Got Joy. I'll Be Back with my spiritual social commentary after that.
It's working for your good. Tears misunderstood, He will supply every need, and He will give you peace. It's working, working for your good. Working for your good. Pain misunderstood, He can heal your mind, turn your darkness into light. Yes, it's working, working for your good. Depression in the land, but there's power in His hand. I know you may be down, but He'll turn it all around. It's working, working for your good. It's working for your good. Tears misunderstood, He will supply every need. He will give you peace. It's working, working for your good. Oh, turn it all around for you and me.
In the storm, I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus. He gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around. He broke my chains, and now I dance on solid.
I've got joy. Yes, Lord, yes. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. Ooh, glory to God. Somebody out there, you know what I'm talking about. Man, don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't nobody snatch your joy. Oh, my gosh. Just keep your joy in Jesus. Yes, beloved, I think maybe from the song selections I chose this week, you might sense that something might be going on. Well, praise the Lord. I want to encourage you. I'm really thinking about some pastors. Some people say, you know, pastoring is one of the hardest jobs. Certainly, we're not going to, you know, not take leave on that list the protect and serve professionals or the medical professionals or, you know, the judiciary, you know, so many jobs, so many careers and professions that really require a lot of people and people expect a lot back. And so it can be kind of hard, but I want to talk to pastors and people in ministry or people that are just trying to do good things for people. Because sometimes, you know, it can be very hard. And sometimes there are people who knowingly or not knowingly, they really get used by the devil to try to steal your joy. And that was happening. That was the experience I had, you know, for the last couple of weeks. Some things was going on. But the Lord put a song in my spirit. And the song is titled, Let Jesus Fix It For You. And I wish I had that song. I would have added that into the playlist this week, too. But it boils down to how do you get your joy back when the joy snatchers are out? And it boils down to just those simple, you know, 7 words. Let Jesus fix it for you. Amen. I think those are 6 words. You know, the lyrics for the song say, if there's a problem in your life that you can't seem to solve, if there's a situation that you can't handle, don't give up. Don't despair. I know that God will be right there and Jesus is going to fix it. Jesus is going to work it out. I know that Jesus is going to fix it for you. I tried him for myself. I don't need nobody else. He's a present help in the time of trouble. He'll be right there. He'll answer your prayer. Jesus will fix it for you, for he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, just let him have his way, and Jesus will fix it for you. Beloved, that song ministered so greatly to me, and I was thinking about it, not just me, myself. If I'm going through, I know other people are going through some things, too. That's why we come here to let you know there's a bright side somewhere. I've been talking about prayer for a few weeks, and you know, in the song, it says, whenever you pray, let him have his way. Somebody said, no prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Let Jesus fix it for you. Go to him in prayer. Just go to him. Sometimes you don't even know how to pray. And it's not like we come with a list of directions and instructions. Okay, Jesus, do this and do that and do this and do that. But just bringing the issue to him. Lord, I don't know what to do with this. I'm tired or whatever the case may be. And so here I am. I'm bringing it to you. He'll minister to you. He'll show up for you. Oh, yes, he will. I got the receipts, beloved. I have evidence. You know, in the word of God, the first miracle that Jesus did was at a wedding in Cana, right? And in that story, it tells us that they ran out of wine. You know, now someone said, well, when Jesus turned the water into wine, it was non-alcoholic. Now, that just don't make no sense, okay? People bring wine to have a merry time, and they weren't just bringing grapefruit juice that was fermented, right? It was a wedding. It was a celebration. What do they have? They have wine. They have champagne. And his first miracle was there was a problem. The wedding was, you know, out of wine. And Jesus's mother said, do whatever he tell you to do, beloved. When you talk about Jesus fixing it for you, it's not always sometime that he, you know, just going to miraculously, although sometimes he will, do things even when you're sleeping. He'll be at work. But there are some times when there's just some things we need to do. And so his mom said to the disciples, whatever he tell you to do, do it. And when he told them what to do and they did it, they got their miracle. He fixed the situation. The esteemed guests, the dignitaries at the wedding, they said, most people keep the good wine for the end of the, and give the good wine at the beginning, you know, so that after you have some good wine, you can't tell the difference when the poor wine come, right? And he said, but you have given us the best wine at the end. Come on here, somebody. Jesus will fix it. I'm a believer and I'm a witness. You know, there are stories in the Bible where parents would bring their children to Jesus, their children who were sick, even in some instances they were dead or dying, and also demon-possessed. Parents brought their children to Jesus or came to Jesus for prayer for their children who were demon-possessed. I know that might not sound politically correct, but some of y'all know that there's some people out here and the devil just got a hold of them, using them to create havoc and destroy things, and hallelujah, but we can take those people and keep those people before Jesus. You can't handle it. You've been trying. the situation is just too hard for you to solve, I'm telling you, beloved, there is a respite. There is a resting place. The disciples were in a storm, in a boat, and their lives were threatened. They ran to Jesus, who was asleep at the bottom of the boat. They said, Jesus, don't you care? We perish. Listen, they had enough sense to run to Jesus, not just to see themselves destroyed, not to lose their lives. Jesus replied to them, why don't you have faith? Where is your faith? But after he sort of chastised them, because he wanted them to know, you know, you have some power here too. You just didn't realize it. You just didn't know it. Amen. And the Bible tells us that he fixed it for them. He spoke to the winds and he spoke to the waves, and everything got calm and peace came. You know, beloved, amen. Jesus did these things and so many more that people got accustomed to him being there to fix things for them, right? And in the midst of a hostile environment, okay, there were people who were suspicious of Jesus, jealous of Jesus, critical of Jesus, accusatory of Jesus, and he worked his works in those conditions, beloved. There were some who were disappointed. All right, Mary and the Martha, they were disappointed. And they said, Jesus, if you had been here, then my brother would not have died. Some say that Judas was disappointed and betrayed Jesus for 13 pieces of silver because Jesus wasn't showing up and acting and behaving like he thought he should as the Savior. He was trying to put him in a situation where he would cause a reaction out of Jesus. You know, amen, there are people who are dealing with those kinds of issues right now. I'm speaking to you, beloved. Let Jesus fix it for you. Don't give up. Just keep on trying him. You don't really need anybody else. People you thought was going to be there for you. People that you thought you could depend on. People that you thought had your back. And you look around and there's nobody there. Well, that's all right. You don't need nobody else, beloved. Turn to Jesus. Trust Jesus. Let Jesus fix it for you, beloved. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalm 34 and 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. I'm talking to you pastors and ministers and people in leadership who are ready to throw in the towel. Some are so distressed and so discouraged that you want to commit suicide. The rates of suicide among pastors and doctors and dentists and police officers is too high. Beloved, let Jesus fix it for you. We live in a world where there's brokenness. Struggles are inevitable, but we are not alone, and we're not alone in our pain. The Lord comes near to us, beloved. In Isaiah, in chapter 41 and verse 10, he says, do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Beloved, let Jesus fix it for you. Whatever the burden is, the problem is, let Jesus fix it for you. When life's burdens seem too heavy to bear, we can take refuge in the assurance that God is with us. He strengthens us, he sustains us, and he promises to hold us up with his right hand. Beloved, he remains. When everybody else runs, he remains. Let Jesus fix it for you. Beloved, this is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I'm here to say Jesus is ain't going nowhere. He's here. He remains. He's here for you and me too. God bless you. And listen, we got more music after that. Yes, we do. We've got more music for the heart, the mind, and the spirit, beloved. That's what we do. And we do it with you in mind. Positive by Miss Erica Campbell. And beloved, already blessed. You're already blessed. Let's hear some music and let's be grateful.
I am, man. tells me a lot. I know who's on the throne of my life. He tells me all the wrong lefts, and when they go right, he's a king, he's a god, he's a big ass. He's a truth, he's a lie, he's a real ass. When he tells me he loves me, I feel it. Ain't nobody on this earth that can steal it. So I feel the shoot, feel the clip, feel the buzz inside of me.
Feeling good, feeling sure, feeling positive. Hallelujah. Listen, the sign of the cross is a plus sign, beloved. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. So let's keep positive. Well, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. But before I go, I just want to say happy birthday to all you August babies. A shout out to my brother Dennis, who will be celebrating his birthday this month. And I have a whole list of folks, so shout out to all of y'all. I don't have names and dates, but love you. Sending happy birthday greetings to you. Please pray for me and my family. Had a family member who passed suddenly of a heart attack on a cruise. And so my cousin flew back home to Georgia, his younger brother. So praying for my family, the Anderson family, and all of you who are mourning the passing of a loved one. All of you who are dealing with sickness or chronic pain, we're praying for you. We're praying for you and want you to hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. God has a way of taking our pain and turning it into power, a triumph out of a tragedy, a miracle out of a mess. Ask me how I know. Getting ready to get out of here. I'm not in the area, so if y'all got something going on in the area today, I wish you well. I pray for you and just keep us in your prayers, all right? We do have the Back to Church, Back to School Sunday coming up in September. We also have our March for Jesus and our community celebration down at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park in September. We're looking for helpers to help with the organizing and volunteers to do the work and just make it a very glorious, glorious, glorious event. If you're interested in more information, please reach out. gbiocnty@gmail.com, gbiocnty@gmail.com, or you can hit us up at 518-653-2008, and somebody will get back to you and let you know what we can do and bring you in. on what we're doing for the glory of God, for the love of our neighbors and our community. Remember never to forget, God loves you. I love you too. God loves you more. He loves you best. In that knowledge, beloved, rest and stay blessed. We're going to go out with Already Blessed. Already Blessed. This is an African brother, and am I even going to try and pronounce his name? All right. So it's Ohagio. I have it for you next time. My spell check messed it up. But it's Already Blessed. Be blessed, stay blessed, stay well, stay safe.
Yahweh, my best friend, you are my shepherd. Where I've been faithless, you've been faithful still. Whether it's raining or the sun is shining, you're the light of the world, light of my world. You're the light of the world, light of my world. I'm already blessed, blessed in the morning, blessed in the evening. Affection, your love pursues me, and you choose me still. If ever I doubt it, that doesn't change it. It's the miracle you made for me. It's a miracle my heart can see. I'm already blessed, blessed in the morning, blessed in the evening. Against me will prosper. I'm living in the blessing of the Lord. Adopted, beloved, forgiven and honored. I'm living in the blessing of the Lord.